From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, September 18th. Coming up, we'll learn about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. We'll call in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Many kids who were part of Urbana's first integrated elementary school class are still friends today. Laura Hastings was in kindergarten that year. She says she made friendships that have made a difference for her family. She remembers one of her classmates was a nurse when her mom needed surgery.
My mom was really scared in the surgical room, and she said somebody came up to her and just held her hand and said, "It's okay, Miss Hastings. I'm right here. I'm going to be with you the whole time." My mom looked up, and there was Valerie Perkins.
A group of Black parents called the Ellis Drive Six convinced Urbana to voluntarily desegregate its elementary schools in the late 1960s. The parents were concerned that Black students weren't graduating from high school, and they wanted a better education for their children. Illinois has successfully sued the Trump administration for the release of electric vehicle charger funding previously allocated by the Biden administration. Capital News Illinois reports the Federal Highway Administration sought to withhold $18 million from the state in response to President Donald Trump's executive order halting clean energy grant funding. Illinois joined 16 other attorneys general earlier this year in the successful lawsuit. A judge agreed Trump didn't have the authority to block funding already allocated by Congress. The funds are part of the second round of grants Illinois will receive to build 25 EV charging stations along interstate highway corridors. Governor J.B. Pritzker's office said that includes charging stations in Champaign, Bloomington, Springfield, and Effingham, among others. Illinois House Speaker says state lawmakers are prioritizing plans to give Illinoisans relief from rising energy prices. Emmanuel Chris Welch says the best plan would include ways to increase energy supplies.
We've had working groups working diligently all summer long on this issue, and we are hoping that we can get something done here in the upcoming veto session. I'm getting good reports from my team that's around that discussion.
Welch spoke at a town hall at the Bloomington Public Library with Democratic State Representative Sharon Chung. Sacred harp singing is one of the oldest traditions in America. The a cappella events are centered around Christian hymns and are open to all, regardless of singing experience or religious beliefs. IPM Student Newsroom's Stephanie Oriana has more on the upcoming Illinois State Sacred Harp Convention.
The annual convention brings people together from across the state for a day of singing. They also honor the dead and people who are sick in what are called memorial lessons. Eric Morgan is a fourth-generation sacred harp singer who is looking forward to honoring the legacy of his cousin.
It's a really good time, I think, for the community to take stock and understand that we're a part of a larger community that has lots of experiences and that we can come together and share these moments of grief as a way of healing.
The Sacred Harp Convention will be held at the Shanning Murray Foundation in Urbana, Saturday starting at 9:30 a.m., I'm Stephanie Oriana, IPM News.
Still to come, we'll learn about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. Will Call is next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for sunny skies with a high of 93 degrees and an east wind 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 61 degrees, southeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 92 degrees, south wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a chance of showers and a low of 63 degrees, a south wind 5 miles per hour. And for Saturday, partly cloudy with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm and a high of 88 degrees, and a south wind 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, a conversation with University of Illinois System President Tim Killeen on the Trump administration's challenges to higher education and the loss of trust among broad parts of the American public.
We need to do a better job of expressing the good public uplift that comes from post-secondary education.
I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Adeline Moy.
And you're listening to Will Call, where we talk all about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. On Thursday, September 18th, Riggs Oktoberfest kicks off at Riggs in Urbana. You can enjoy live music, food trucks, and more. This runs through Sunday, September 21st. There's Dave Markin on the accordion and also the Righteous Brass Tones.
Sounds very fall to me.
Yeah, it does. For more information, visit riggsbeer.com.
And that same evening at 6 p.m. at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana, you can celebrate the opening night of Pygmalion, which is a three-day festival. You can enjoy live performances, presentations, and more throughout Champaign and Urbana through Saturday, September 20th. And you can find out more information at thisispygmalion.com.
On Friday, September 19th, it's the Vermilion River Fall Festival, starting at noon at Ellsworth Park in Danville. Celebrate the 50th anniversary of this festival with local vendors, pumpkin sales, live music, and more. And this fall event, which it seems like we're really in the theme of fall and spooky season now, Adeline, this runs through Sunday, September 21st. On Saturday, September 20th, the Bazaar Buzzar at the Urbana Free Library is from 1 to 4 p.m. Check out intriguing collections of the unusual and unexpected from Champaign County Archives and Museums.
And from 1 to 8 p.m. that same day, you can enjoy fall seasonal brews, live music, and more at the Market Street Oktoberfest at the Poor Bros Craft Tap Room in Champaign. Again, that is the Market Street Oktoberfest from 1 to 8 p.m.
And on Saturday, September 20th, this speaks to me, Adeline, because I love dogs. Do you love dogs?
I love dogs as well. I'm dogs more of a dog person than a cat person.
So am I. Apologies to my cat. I still love you. But Cirque de Canines is from 2 to 4 p.m. at Kirkland Fine Arts Center in Decatur. These are performances and tricks by canine and human companions. For more information, visit milliken.universitytickets.com.
And on Sunday, September 21st, you can enjoy Cinesonic, the music film festival at Savoy 16 in Savoy, starting at noon that day. You can view films about music at this new film festival by the Shambana Film Society. It's running through Monday, September 22nd, and you can find out more information at 2025cinesonic.shambanafilmsociety.org.
And Adeline, one of the films that's playing on Sunday is called Where Are You, Jay Bennett? And Bennett also attended the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. So just a cool festival where you can learn about a lot of things behind the music that we know and enjoy.
Without a doubt, the Jay era is the golden era of Wilco.
Jay took the reins and we were recording Mellotron overdubs at 4 a.m. That's when I really started seeing his mad scientist side, which was beautiful.
And on Sunday, September 21st, S'mores and Stars at 8 p.m. at Porter Family Park in Champaign. You can learn about the new moon, Saturn, and other stars from a local astronomer. And you can bring your own food to roast over the open fire. For more information about these and other events, visit ipmnewsroom.org and click on Will Call. And a note before we go, some of the groups mentioned here may be financial supporters of Illinois Public Media, but they do not influence who is included on this list.
And if you have information about upcoming events, you can email us before Mondays at 8 a.m. at will-call@illinois.edu.
I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Adeline Moy.
And we'll talk to you next time. That's it for today. 2 and 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Emily Hayes, Capital News Illinois, Eric Stock, Stephanie Oriana, Kimberly Schofield, and Adeline Moy. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 and 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.